Mickey, that's probably the heaviest defeat you've suffered as Tyrone manager in all those years.
It certainly is, yeah. I don't remember a day like it, but it all just goes to prove that you never know what's around the corner, and you have to just chew it when it comes and hope that you can do better the next day. But yeah, it's very, very disappointing. I'm disappointed for all of the people who put in a huge amount of work. Just this last 2 weeks, they worked as hard and prepared as well as they did for any game. But you could never anticipate that what can happen in a game.
Anything that could have gone wrong probably did go wrong there this afternoon.
Well, absolutely. And I suppose in many ways in the first half, like, we had the same amount of shots on goal as Galway had. I think we had three or four off the post and three or four blocks. What a difference it would have made if even half of those had gone in. But, you know, that's where it's at. And for me, the saddest thing of all is Cathal McShane's injury. You know, you don't like losing matches, but, you know, league points come and go. But a man of his stature and his ability to lose that again after so soon after being able to keep him playing Gaelic football here, that's the most disappointing thing of the day.
It looks like a broken ankle. Is that what
it's dislocated anyway? So, I mean, it was not much difference in these things. I'm not a medical man, but it just sounds bad to me and didn't look good either. So, anyway, it was in great pain coming off. But you know, that's where our thoughts are today. Yes, there's results, and I've just said that to other people there. You know, that I know how important football is to people. I know what it means to them. I know what it can do for people's lives. But there are many more important things, and I just, not to diminish the importance of football, but there are more important things, and we have to keep that in perspective always.
Exactly.
You're talking about the sending off was another thing, maybe that.
Yeah. I was very disappointed in it. I don't think sometimes, you know, when somebody goes to take somebody out or goes in very dangerously, that could definitely hurt a person with a shoulder to the head or something. But this was not one of those, and I thought it was a very harsh decision to give a red card. I would have even doubted that it was a yellow card. Yeah. But that's it. We have to live with those decisions.
Yeah, and they often talk about those decisions. But I mean, unless you're 100% sure, you know, for a referee's point of view, I mean, particularly when you look back and see that it clearly wasn't, and yeah, the argument is that it wasn't even a yellow card in some cases.
Yeah, well, that's it. You know, I mean, we can't change that now either, unfortunately. So that's that. We have to just live with it.
Go back to just what you mentioned there, the chances in the first half that were created. I suppose we didn't put the ball dead, and Galway were very, very good in the counter-attack.
Absolutely. I mean, they have good footballers, we know that, and they're playing a more expansive offensive game now. And if you give them the ball and they come at you, they're going to cause problems and be dangerous. So at least if we'd been killing those shots, yeah, we'd have been more set up to deal with them. Mm-hmm. But the worst thing you can do in football is not to finish. Even a wide is better than a block, yeah, or a one off the post that you don't retain. So, I mean, we didn't have to live to today to realise that, but that's a fact of life.
Second half, we started well. Dazza had four in a row.
Absolutely.
We were coming well into it, and then the penalty just took
yeah.
on completely.
Yeah, well, that's it. I mean, we said that this is a sort of a job that has to be done one step at a time. We're not going to get 6 points back in one go, but if we can chip away and get a few back before they get any more, then we give ourselves a fighting chance. I thought we were doing that very well. So unfortunate that we conceded the penalty, because I think at least then we could have made a game of it to the end. We wouldn't have got the massacre of a beating that we did get, but that's where it's at. That's life now, and we have to go and lick our sores and get ready for Dublin coming to Omagh next week.
You're thinking around about way of having Dublin so soon and Omagh such a big game is in a way a good way to move on from this match in a way, you know?
Well, that's a variable sort of opinion there. It could be good, of course, to get a team like Dublin. It's always good to get quality teams coming to play you in the National League. Yes, it is always good, but you know, we need to really dig deep this week and raise our spirits again, because you well know there that everybody in there is very down about the outcome of that game, both the scoreline, but more importantly about Lawson Cahill. You know, that is an awful impact on players who play around him and played with him, and so looking forward to him giving us so much of himself again.
Is it too early to say when he's likely to be back?
Well, it's not any time soon, I'll put it like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
How big a challenge is it to get the players mentally back up there to the right level to face a big team like Dublin?
Well, we'll only know that next Saturday night. You know, we don't have the answer to that right now. We can only do what we believe to be the best thing during the week. I've talked to them already when they come in there and said, you know, there's two ways you can look at this. You can say, you know, we are a horrible team and we were battered off the field today. Or you can say we're a decent team and we beat Kerry the last game out. So, you know, we're not possibly either of those teams. We're not a great team and we're not a horrible team. We're somewhere in between. We're a work in progress. And, you know, we've got to believe that we're better than the scoreline said yesterday. I'm not going to be, you know, influenced by the nature of the scoreline today. I just want to believe that, you know, it's one of those days that, thanks be to God, hasn't happened very often to me in sport, but it did today. which means that that's something else that I have to use as my experience for the future.
And just one last thing, I mean, in this league, one result can mean the difference between you pushing for the top of the table and slipping into the relegation situation.
Yeah, that is true. That is true at this stage of the league. That is true. But from here on in, it's very, very critical that we get points. And particularly because of the nature of that scoreline, we can't even be level with people on points now because the score difference, nobody else will have a deficit like that. So it really puts us into a very bad place if we don't pick up some more points. So maybe if it was only a 1 or 2 point game and you can be tying with somebody at the end of the season for a low number of points, you have a sort of a chance. But we don't have that luxury anymore, so everybody around us, that scoreline today is as good as a point for them.